give me an explanation on this trade agreement that the U.S. supposedly has reached with Mexico? Is it a trade agreement? Does it mean we've officially signed NAFTA with Mexico? Help me understand what happened today.
No, sure. Today is the first hurdle in the race to get to the final NAFTA. And what this means is the issues that exist largely surrounded automotive. But on the agriculture side, it includes seasonal produce, which was a request that the U.S. put in to resolve the great tomato wars between Florida and Mexico. That was addressed here where the U.S. agreed to withdraw that proposal and several other smaller issues between the U.S. and Mexico. But autos really led the charge. And so we've reached agreement on that. Now, somewhat surprisingly, I think to external observers, but for those of us on the ground, we knew this was happening. Is Mexico and the U.S. went beyond just bilateral issues and essentially have come up with the rest of the deal. So on areas like intellectual property rights in particular, which some expected to wait until Canada came to the table. So in short, the U.S. and Mexico have really finished their part of the agreement. And now the next step is to bring in Canada. But because of the way the procedural and political timelines work, that all needs to be done by Friday of this current week. So there's a very short window to resolve some long-standing issues between the U.S. and Canada, not the least of which is dairy under the supply management program, but a series of other issues, and including getting Canada up to speed as to what's in the text of this agreement that has just been reached over the past 5 weeks or so between the U.S. and Mexico. So there's still a lot to do in 5 days, and then at that point, parties will have what's known as the handshake, where they'll say, we have a deal, and Congress will be notified, and then we wait 90 days until we can actually sign the deal. And during that 90-day period is when we'll all really start seeing the text and be able to evaluate what the impact will be on our companies.
Do we know what this announcement today means for farmers?
Well, I think the overarching goal is, and the president, as we know, speaks more directionally than literally at times. And the president made a comment today that Mexico has agreed to open up its market to more U.S. agricultural products. And what we do know is that we've agreed to maintain zero tariffs. And there is some good news in there on things like sanitary, phytosanitary. But I believe what the president was talking about is what's running parallel to this is the Section 232 steel and aluminum tariffs and the retaliation that Mexico imposed, particularly on the U.S. farming industry, ranching industry as well. As part of this deal, that will likely be resolved. And so what I would expect to see by the end of this week is that the U.S. will also announce that we are lifting the steel and aluminum tariffs on Mexico. There may be some quotas and things in there on the heavy metal side. But in return, Mexico will end that retaliation, which I know is a significant concern to many of our clients, farmers and ranchers, et cetera, food processors that have been subject to retaliation from Mexico and running the risk of not only lower prices, but also running the risk of losing those customers forever in Mexico, that hopefully this should provide some short-term relief, and then the deal will march through the rest of the paces, as I discussed.
I know we have some things we need to work out with Canada and whatnot. You alluded to dairy, but because the U.S. came to an agreement with Mexico, does this give you, as somebody, as you said, you're on the ground, does this give you optimism that NAFTA can actually be reached?
Well, I mean, the devil's always in the details, right? But any sign of progress based on where we've been is a good thing. I think this is starting to eliminate some of the uncertainty that, you know, there were a lot of questions out there as late as last week. Does the president really want a deal in NAFTA? Will the president withdraw? And while he made a comment today saying he'll withdraw from the existing NAFTA, that only happens when a new NAFTA is in place. So I think we should start to find some comfort that at least we're seeing progress. But there is still a long way to go and a very short period of time to do it. And then I hate to say it, but this is really the least difficult part on the entire spectrum of things that we have to do. Once this deal's through this 90-day period of consultation and we sign it, and, you know, sometime in late November, we still have to get this through Congress. And that doesn't happen until the next Congress is seated. And we know this is going to be a tumultuous election in the midterms here in November. And then whatever that Congress looks like will have to take up this deal and pass it. So there's still a long way to go until it's done. But the hope is between now and then, we'll at least know that we have the existing NAFTA in place and folks can start beginning planning and continuing to sell to those customers that they have in Mexico and around the world, hopefully.
In your mind, what's the biggest hurdle to overcome as far as getting a similar agreement in place that we have with Mexico, getting one with Canada? What's the biggest challenge?
Since I'm a lawyer, I'll break that one question into three parts. I think it's actually three things that we have to do. The first I mentioned is dairy. And there is a lane to reach a solution on dairy supply management in Canada. If we're talking about dismantling the entire supply management system in Canada, that's not going to happen. Or even class 7 for diet-filtered, ultra-filtered milk. But there are some things about where excess supply in Canada floods into the open market. If we can deal on that narrow set of issues, and it'll also help provide relief to some of our dairy farmers in Wisconsin and upstate New York and upper Michigan, et cetera, I think there is a lane to get a deal. There's also dispute resolution, which is known as Chapter 19. The U.S.-Mexico deal eliminated it, and it's a big issue for Canada. It's largely tied to the lumber industry. That's where the longstanding softwood lumber dispute. So that's going to be a tough one for Canada. And lastly, as I mentioned at the outset, intellectual property issues. The U.S. and Canada have, in some cases, very differing views on things like copyrights and trademarks for the and patents for the pharmaceutical issues. And all three of these issues have been longstanding issues between the U.S. and Canada, and that's a lot to do in 5 days. My thinking is that we will see on Friday some type of announcement that we move forward, but there still is some wiggle room because there's a 90-day period before we can sign it, but you actually don't have to put the text out until 60 days. So just doing, you know, back of the napkin math, there's about 30 days that we have to still maybe try to get a deal with Canada after this announcement on Friday. But it's a lot to do, and it's a big hurdle. But, you know, Canada and the U.S. have some of the top negotiators around, and I think creative minds can reach a solution here.